You know, actually, we are not believing such report because, you know, UN reports, even the reports, you know, already prepared and announced by United Nations Security and the Resolution Against Sudan, all of these arrangements and procedures that are taken by UN, whether UN Security or UN mission in Sudan, according to false information, I'm not bothering, but what is on the ground is different than what's mentioned in such reports. That is why we are stressing upon what is the actual reality on the ground, and we are not taking care of any false information that, you know, prepared and written in the shape of reports. And we believe that now South Kurdistan is completely under the control of our government, and our government, you know, succeeded to push backward all the cells led by Abdulaziz al-Hilu in South Kurdistan. And the situation in the majority of cities in South Kurdistan state are enjoying peace and security, and numbers of displaced people now return to their homes and start their normal life. And nothing is disturbing us in Central Kurdistan. And a lot of NGOs are working there, and journalists from different agencies and media specialists. They are now in Central Kurdistan. Nothing, you know, reported and nothing published in our daily newspapers or media institutions about such incidents in Central Kurdistan.
Something
political, and if even such report issued by UN, this is only presenting a bias. And it is partiality. There is no impartiality, and we are not actually bothering and not taking care of such reports, but we are speaking about what is actually running and going on the ground.
Now, so you said that the report is biased, and you are not bothered by it. You are not concerned about the report.
Yes, this is what I said, because if this report, you know, particularly compared with the actual situation on the ground, you'll find differences, and you'll find no reality, actually, that it will be considered as ink on paper. But, you know, journalists from different places coming to Sudan, and now they are visiting Central Kurdistan, and a lot of NGOs working for humanitarian activities and humanitarian aid, nothing reported like that, and I'm sure that our security forces and you know, Sudan armed forces, along with Sudan police, now controlling each and everything, and nothing, you know, like what mentioned in that report. On the contrary, our government now is taking care of the services for the whole citizens in Central Kurdistan, as it is an elected government, and it is a legal government that was elected by the people in the recent election carried for selection of the governor of Central Kurdistan.
Now, Dr. Rabi, the UN report suggests that Sudan's armed forces also have harassed the UN mission in Sudan with intimidation, physical assault, arbitrary arrest, and ill treatment amounting to torture. Are these what your forces did to the UN mission there in Sudan?
You know, actually, according to what we actually believe in, you know, the UN forces in Central Kurdistan and the UN forces in the south during the period, these forces have done nothing. The security and peace and even the protection of these UN forces, including the UN police protected by our government. And in all times, actually, they ask the government to protect them. And I don't think that now the UN forces, including the police of UN, they have any role of achieving security and peace in Central Kurdistan. And now it is high time, according to CTA, that all UN forces, including the UN police, should leave Sudan as mandated and as mentioned as scheduled in the Comprehensive Peace Agreement signed in the year 2005.
Is your government denying that your forces, including the police, committed war crimes in southern Kordofan?
No, absolutely no crimes. In the contrary, actually, as I told you, that our Sudan armed forces is working for achieving security and peace. And nobody can believe that the government forces will do something against law, because it is our responsibility to protect civilians. It is our responsibility even to protect UN forces. And no government really will do such, acts against the people that are supposed to be protected by it. And I think that what's mentioned in the report, as I told you, is a rumor, and it's political, and it's false. And it is, again, it's what is on the ground. No crime, nothing like that happened. And the responsibility of our government is to create an environment of peace and security and to facilitate services for the people, for citizens, and for all visitors, and for all foreign missions. And I don't think that the government will do something against what is supposed to be. And I can once again assure that nothing like that happened, and nobody, here in our country will believe in such reports. And it is a biased report, similar to that resolution and that steps taken by you in different occasions against Sudan.